The world and my great office will sometimes divide me from your bosom.
All which time, before the gods, my knees shall bow in prayers to them for you.
Good night.
Good night, sir. My Octavia, read not my blemishes in the world's report. I have not kept my square. But that to come shall all be done by the rule. Good night, dear lady.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
Now, sirrah, you do wish yourself in Egypt.
Would I had never come from thence, nor you hither.
If you can your reason.
I see it in my motion, have it not in my tongue. But yet, are you to Egypt again?
Say to me, whose fortune shall rise higher, Caesar's or mine?
Caesar's. Therefore, Antony, stay not by his side. Thy demon, that thy spirit which keeps thee, is noble, courageous, high, unmatchable, where Caesar's is not. But near him, thy angel becomes a fear, as being all-powered. Therefore, make space enough between you.
Speak this no more.
To none but thee, no more. But when to thee? If thou dost play with him at any game, thou art sure to lose. And of that natural luck, he beats thee against the odds. Thy luster thickens when he shines by. I say again, thy spirit is all afraid to govern thee near him. But he away, 'tis noble.
Get thee gone.
Say to Ventidius I would speak with him. He shall depart here.
Be it art or hap, he hath spoken true. The very dice obey him. And in our sports, my better cunning faints under his chance. If we draw lots, he speeds. His cocks to win the battle still of mine when it's all to naught, and his quails ever beat mine in hooped at odds. I will to Egypt, and though I make this marriage for my peace, in the east my pleasure lies.
Oh, come, Ventidius, you must to Parthia. Your commission's ready. Follow me and receive it.